Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.8% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields up around 2 basis points at 1.45%. The dollar is softer versus sterling, firmer against the yen, but flat versus the euro. Oil is firmer, gold is down, industrial metals are lower, and Bitcoin futures are weaker. The market's primary focus remains on the Omicron COVID variant. The World Health Organization expects to have more data on transmissibility, virulence, and vaccine efficacy in the coming days. While it is increasingly accepted that Omicron is a more transmissible variant than Delta, bigger concern relates to its potential virulence and extent to which it can evade existing vaccines. Omicron has driven a significant rise in South African COVID-19 infections and has displaced Delta as the dominant variant in South Africa, but with hospitalizations still a fraction of where they were in previous waves, there are hopes its severity may not be as bad as feared. The World Health Organization said that there is no evidence vaccines will not protect against severe illness, which has underpinned the push to ramp up booster jabs. Meanwhile, there is not much in the way of fresh central bank news. The emergence of the Omicron variant has stoked debate about its implications for inflation. On the one hand, the variant is seen as an upside risk to inflation if it worsens supply chain pressures, while on the other hand, Omicron could dampen inflation pressures if economic activity slows due to the reintroduction of mitigation measures that slow energy demand. Meanwhile, Reuters sources suggested yesterday that the ECB could delay part of its decision on emergency QE amid the uncertain outlook. Bank of England Governor Bailey said that the COVID impact has weakened compared with last year, but it is still strong. And Bank of Japan Suzuki noted a gradual improvement in inflation, though it is still not expected to reach the 2% target in FY23. Also making headlines, the Financial Times reported that US concerns over the Northern Ireland Protocol is holding back a deal to remove Trump-era tariffs on UK steel and aluminium. Talks between the US and UK have stalled after pressure from Congress, with senior Democratic legislators warning last month that the UK threat to trigger Article 16 could destabilize trade relationships and hard-earned peace. On the data front, it's a fairly quiet day, with Eurozone PPI and unemployment the main highlights in Europe. Overnight, the Australian final retail sales print was in line with preliminary, while exports contracted again. Housing finance shrank due to a deeper pullback in owner-occupier finance, and South Korean CPI grew at the fastest pace in 10 years, while revised GDP was in line with preliminary. Due up on today's US economic calendar, challenger job cuts, and initial jobless claims. In corporate news, Amphenol has acquired Halo Technology for $715 million. And Bloomberg reported that Apple has told its component suppliers that iPhone 13 demand has weakened. The company is telling its vendors that orders may not materialize, suggesting consumer interest has waned amid possible concerns over inflation and the Omicron variant, and a preference to wait for the next iPhone model. Asian equities finished mixed overnight. Japan closed lower amid a mixed sector performance, with value stocks outpacing growth declines. Mainland China was also weaker, though Shanghai was close to flat, with large caps firmer and sectors generally better. Australia was weighed down by materials and a sell-off in infotech. In contrast, Hong Kong was supported by financials and properties, while South Korea was the best performer, driven by consumption and industrials. In regional news, Omicron cases continue to emerge in small numbers in Asia, with South Korea, Japan, Australia, and Hong Kong all reporting new cases. And Bloomberg reported that China is planning to ban companies from going public on foreign stock markets through variable interest entities. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In European news, the London Times reported that the UK government is preparing for the future with a deal to buy 100 million extra COVID jabs, enabling it to roll out booster vaccine programs in 2022 and 2023. And EU energy ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss the recent energy price spike, with a joint agreement on the energy crisis unlikely to be reached. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.